this does have a big role to play based upon the research I've been doing at the webinars and at the meetings we've been doing with you folks at Will Radio. Ever since 2007, Dave, when the bean corn ratio, especially at the end of the month, goes above 2.4 and becomes more in favor of soybeans, you do see a pretty strong trend of pulling corn acres out of the mix in favor of soybeans. Now, if you stay below 2.4 on the ratio, that doesn't mean that you're going to see bean acres not go up. It's just that usually the bean acres go up from something else other than corn acres being pulled down. And so we're at a point right now where this last half of February, the trade has made a real strong effort to buy more bean acreage, which is very surprising to me, fundamentally speaking, from a standpoint of the fact that, for instance, the International Grain Council came out yesterday, and I think this is why the corn market, in part, has been able to find a little bit more support here. Corn production is expected to be down 5% in global terms in 2015-2016 because of already wanting to pull away from more expensive cost of production corn and maize production. So we're sitting right now at around 2.42 on that ratio. Since the middle of the month, that ratio has jumped 6% and has come from 2.28 to 2.42. So I do think you're encouraging bean acres, and I think this really drills back to an important feature to the farmer in his 2015 marketing plan. The 83.5 million planted acres of beans really, really is on the low end based upon history and this ratio.